Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now. La 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 la. She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing June 30th, 2022. Testing podcast episode something. Testing. Go ahead.
Happy birthday.
Say test first.
Test.
Okay. Thank you.
Happy birthday. I'm going to get in a good mood about your birthday, but I'm so upset with this camera right now that we can't get it.
You're stressing everybody out.
I'm stressing out because it looks
completely. You're stressing everybody out. I'm trying not to get stressed out because the camera looks okay now.
No, it doesn't. It looks like this is uneven. You could see. It's like.
It's a dumb picture to begin with.
It doesn't matter. Okay, you can
see. People, oh my God, you could see a little cord on, you know, hey.
So what?
We were listening to the podcast and then
do you watch like Regis and Kelly or show is and then just see like garbage on their floor? No.
That wasn't garbage, it was a cord and people don't know if you're using that cord.
Whatever.
But.
I love how you just don't care about any, you would just be sitting in with a coat rack behind you. That's what you would be like, this was fine. What do they care?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that how I talk?
It's
not how I talk, and it's very aggravating.
It's very aggravating.
Oh, you're going to repeat what I say?
You're such an idiot.
Clean the house. The maids are coming. You know how hacky and stocky and everybody does that?
Was I doing it as a joke on stage? I'm curious. It as a joke on stage? You're the one bringing it up for your art.
I'm not bringing
it
up for
my... Are you the hack?
I'm not bringing it up for my art.
You're bringing it up right now. You're saying like, oh, I was complaining that no one was cleaning up for the maids, which is, you think living life is hacky. Like, what? That's just something you have to do. You're like, I refuse to do it on the basis of I saw a hack comedian talk about it once.
No, it makes no sense. You have people come to do your house, so you let them do it. Bonnie's like, well, if you don't pick that up, they won't clean under it. They'll lift it.
Sometimes they don't. First of all, it makes no sense. You're going to have to put it away at some point. So put your shit away. How is that a crazy idea? Hang up your clothes, put your shit away, move your shoes.
Here's an example. I don't know what came in the box. I think Bonnie got me a birthday present. And there was a box in the dining room. I guess a present came in it. And then Bonnie's running around cleaning for the maid, for the housekeeper. I don't know even if you're allowed to say maid anymore, for the housekeeper.
Look at how.
And then.
And
then Bonnie, I guess, ordered something. And then she goes, clean up, put your box away. But it wasn't my box.
I am so sorry I used the wrong.
I would have put it away, but don't.
Do you only blow your nose on the podcast?
I don't. I blew it before. It's just, it's a little cold and I might have called.
Go out of frame. No, that's not out of frame. That's really in frame. Where do you think the frame is? Oh my God.
It's no problem putting the box in the garage. That's where we put our cardboard, and then we take it out for recycling. It would have been no problem if Bonnie was, hey, can you bring that box out to the garage?
But she said, take the box out.
Nope, stop. You said, take your box out like I've left it there for 4 days or 5 days. Is that right or wrong?
Well, that's not how I intended it to mean. I simply meant the box that your gift came in.
Thank you.
Needs to go in the garage.
The other gift is cool. You got to see it. Now we have to have a barbecue.
For Father's Day, I got him a cooler on wheels.
On wheels, and it opens different ways. You can lift it that way or lift it that way. and it has holders for, I don't know what that one.
It's like a drink cart, but a cooler.
It's a cooler. What do you mean a drink cart? You don't put drinks on it. You put, it's a cooler. It's not a table.
I'm trying to help. It has a shelf on the bottom.
It's, yeah.
Like when you say cooler, they're thinking a cooler that you.
No, this is on wheels. Do you have a picture of it? You can show it to them.
No.
Huh?
No.
No, you sent me a picture. Let me see if I have it.
No.
No. Okay. Well, I won't. So.
Do you want to know what your present is for today?
No, you're supposed to wait to see it.
I told you what I was going to get you, so you already know.
I don't remember. You didn't tell me.
Yeah, I did. I said, don't get it at TJ Maxx. I'm going to get it for you.
Oh, luggage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. But wait. Oh, that's good. It came already?
Mm-hmm.
In that box?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if it's big enough.
It is.
It looks nice, the box. It was real cardboard. It had a handle. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Bonnie gets some good gifts. But I saw a box on top of the refrigerator. It looked like some kind of clothes or something.
Oh, no. My mom made Ellen's daughter, Amelia, a quilt.
That doesn't look like a quilt. It looked like pants. It's a quilt?
Maybe it's pants. Maybe you're right. It's your birthday. Let's let you be right. Why would you question it? Like, you just said, I just said my mom,
yeah,
whom I know very well, who told me she was going to send a quilt, a baby quilt to your grandbaby.
To my grandbaby?
Mm-hmm.
My grandbaby?
Mm-hmm. And then you said no. It's pants.
I said it looked like.
I know, but
I said it looked like pants.
Okay.
I'll go get it. I have no problem getting things.
It's so awful, Rich, what you're doing right now. I don't know why you would do this in the middle of the podcast.
My gum ran out of flavor.
So, but wouldn't you have some kind of like, I'm doing the podcast. Let me get a new gum. Let me get it chewed down and put it away. Every second fucking comment we get on this podcast is like the noise level from Rich's mouth is too much. And yet you don't take that in. I don't think they're nice people saying that. I'm not on their side. If that came to me that many times, I would be like, you know what?
I don't care.
I'm
going to
stop chewing my gum loudly into the mic.
Okay. Well, you don't hear me. So
and then,
I'm sorry.
But doing the.
I don't do that. You're exaggerating.
This is what you just did.
I didn't do that. Ew, stop.
But that's what you sound like.
Well, I won't do it again. Can I, what kind of luggage? Not from the company that turned us down.
Why would you bring that up?
Because I had a good reply.
I don't get you.
You don't get me after?
No.
I'm honest. Don't you like honesty? They say it's the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just got back. I had a little vacation, a lot of nightmare. Last week, I was supposed to fly Thursday to Indiana, do a one night or Thursday and Friday night at a small place, and then a one night or Saturday, and then playing this golf outing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but get there Sunday in French Lick, Indiana. So Thursday morning or Wednesday night, no, Thursday early morning, I get a text from United, your flight's delayed, whatever, a couple hours, which is no problem because I didn't have to be there that early in Indiana. So I go to the airport. You know, you got to load your clubs, your suitcase, everything, you know, and park off. It used to be great. We used to park on site almost at the Marriott. They had a whatever.
Please let the story go somewhere.
I'm trying to explain stuff. Okay,
let's just stick to the facts. People always make fun of women for telling these long stories that have no fucking point, but go ahead. You're a man. So you can do it.
They text United flight delay. No problem. So I go to the airport. It's not easy. Everybody knows that. Go to the airport is a production. Parking, taking your stuff out of the car, putting on the bus. The bus takes you to the airport. Then you got to unload. So I do all that. I do all that. Get to the counter and they go, oh, the flight's canceled. Like they had no problem texting me flight's delayed, but they couldn't tell me the flight's canceled. I would have just stayed home. So there was
maybe there's something like they know that you'll like buy like a full fare ticket to get to where
there was no other flights going to Indianapolis, you know. So
but maybe that's just your policy with everyone.
No, if they text you it's delayed, they have texted me flights canceled, but not on these ones. It doesn't matter. I get there. They're incompetent, in my opinion. I mean, everybody's so up in arms at the airline industry now. And some of it I get. They don't have enough employees because they don't pay their employees and whatever. They're not.
On Delta, they gave $10,000 to people to leave a flight.
They did?
Mm-hmm. In points or miles or whatever, $10,000 worth.
Or vouchers.
Like a voucher, yeah.
When was this?
I don't know. A couple of days ago.
I never get that. One flight I was offered $2,500. I should have taken it because when I was going to Michigan, it would have been, so many times I make the wrong decisions. I got a call from a jeweler that another sky dweller came in. I could pick it up.
What's that?
The Rolex, you know, for $15,000. I could have picked it up at the jewelry store at Mohegan Sun, but I had to pick it up by the next day, but I had to fly to Michigan. And I could have canceled the Thursday in Michigan and went and picked up the Rolex for $15,000. That one I could have sold for $30,000. I could have made $15,000, which I wasn't making one night in Michigan. I could have canceled one the next night, but anyhow, I didn't. And same with that flight, $2,500 if you give up your seat. So I get to, I go to Indiana, I go Saturday, and I do a show Saturday night. It was a last minute thing we set up, last minute. The real shows were Thursday and Friday, and the tickets were selling great. Would have made decent money. It would have been fun. It would have been a little place, you know, before I go to the golf outing, and I had to cancel the Thursday and Friday. I could have flown on the Friday, but they go at 5 a.m. through Chicago to Indianapolis. I go, I'm not doing all that. So I ended up just working in the city. Bonnie gave me her spots Friday night. Then I went Saturday. We did the place Saturday. I get there.
Rich, these stories are not good.
Yeah, they're good. I'm telling the story. I'm leaning into it. They're very good.
It's very good. All I hear is like Michigan, cute room.
No.
Spots Friday. It's like it's,
no. I'm painting a picture.
Okay, but
you paint a picture.
Go ahead.
When you paint,
I hope there's a great fucking. I mean, honestly, think about this. Like,
no.
Go ahead.
Think about this. When you paint a picture, you start. A little yellow.
Yeah, but you know what? People don't watch you paint it. That's the difference.
Oh.
They just see the end product.
No.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know people watched you paint pictures.
Oh, I used to watch that show all the time with Bob Ross. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, but can I just tell you something? He was fast.
Yeah, he was good.
Motherfucking fast, and he cheated on his wife.
But how do you know that? Don't say that. How do you know that?
Oh, my God. I watched the documentary.
So did I.
Well, you didn't see that part?
I don't remember it. Did his wife nag him about the maiden stuff? Get it?
You're canceled.
You're canceled? What do you mean you're canceled?
What word did you just use?
Your wife? Cheat on you with the maid? Oh, because I said maid?
You told me the last time you said it, I don't know if I could say that.
Can you say that? What do you call them now?
Housekeepers.
Housekeepers?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know either?
I So, they send me a thing that says, like, you know, Nancy's coming, you know, whatever. So then I go, hi, Nancy.
Oh, boy, that's exciting. That was almost as good as one of my stories.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to do a little show Saturday. The Thursday, Friday were the shows. And Saturday, I get to the place Saturday. It's in, they move, you know, it's in some little rock club. Right in a parking lot, right behind a real comedy club. Like, there's a real comedy club. Anyhow, so I go to my golf outing. French lick.
Wait, that was the whole point of that story?
Well, I don't want to get into it anymore.
Oh, my God.
What?
Do you understand? Okay, I don't want to hear any more of it, but
Jesus. It's good. It's good. A show put together right behind a comedy club.
Well, paint that picture then. That's picture you need to paint, not like how many fucking planes, trains, and automobiles it took to get there.
I'm saying it was a big...
That's the point of the story, right? So then you say, so we get, it's this nice club. It's great.
It's not nice. It was in a rock club.
Whatever. And then, you know, unfortunately, people are going to this other place right beside. Why? Because it's a real comedy club.
Yeah, but it wasn't beside. It was in front of it.
Rich, I'm going to punch you in the face. The other thing, care if it's your fucking birthday.
And the other thing, in the club I was at, like, there was like three rooms. And in one room, the big, gigantic room, they had five bands, you know, four local and some other band where two guys were famous. I don't know. They were back in the day. I don't remember the name of the band, but they were famous. Five bands, and they had 40 people for all five bands.
That's a great story.
And I'm just saying, people are not going out in, where was I?
Michigan?
No, this was Indiana. What town?
Oh, my God.
Lafayette? No. Oh, Fort Wayne. Anyhow, I drive Sunday. I was supposed to pick up my rental Sunday.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Wow. What story is this going to be?
I'm going to tell them about my little
another. Yeah. It's, you know what it is? It's microaggressions that you have, like the world's microaggressions towards you. You're now telling.
No, I'm telling good stories.
Okay. We have a difference of opinion on what a good story is, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of people have dealt with air travel lately, and they can understand loading their car, unloading, getting there, and they go, it's canceled. That's very frustrating. And
well, tell the emotional impact of it. You're not. That's the first we've heard about it.
You don't think I was upset, but I didn't yell at them. There's nothing you could do. Then you go downstairs to customer service. Anyhow, a lady brought me down and cut the line for me to get... And the line on customer service was probably a 4 or 5 hour line if you were in the back, easily. Because there's two people working customer service, and there's 40 people down there, you know. It's got to be crazy if you work. And then one guy that was working with me after flight, he was just so, like, didn't give a fuck. I go, look, I know you don't give a fuck. This is your job. You don't care. It doesn't mean anything to you, but it means something to me. I know you're not Mr. United. You're just an employee, but don't fucking make little smirky faces like, nothing we could do. I really wanted a fucking clock.
And what do you say to that?
Nothing. He just, I always say, look,
I'm not. You're triggered by faces. Faces are the same faces I make that you get triggered by.
I said to him, I go, I don't blame you. I know you're just an employee, but your job is to help. I'm not blaming you for what happened. I always tell them that, you know. And he's, you know, and whatever. So, well, I get to, I go to this golf outing. It was beautiful. It was a nice area, French Lick, Indiana. It's where Larry Bird's from, famous basketball player. And it's a big resort type hotel. And it was kind of relaxing. The golf courses were impossible. I mean, listen, I play all over the country. These French Lick courses are fucking impossible. Mm-mm. And the one I played yesterday morning, the Donald Ross one, was doubly impossible. But we played, you know, Monday was great.
How Tuesday, longer?
Almost done. Tuesday, no, I played Tuesday would want, these were radio hosts from Sirius XM, one of the golf stations, you know, put this together. So I play, and these guys are
Rich,
great
Rich, how is this a good story?
These guys, it's great.
Who cares?
These guys are, I'm telling my story. So these guys are great golfers. You're watching them. They're hitting the ball a mile. One lady we're playing with didn't stop talking. Anyhow, I had to do a show.
Oh, tell me more about the lady who would stop talking.
Oh, God, just yap, 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 yap. I don't want to say her name, but she was a talker, this one. Oh, my goodness. Talk, talk, talk. And,
sounds like someone I know.
And like you just blank it out of your mind. So Tuesday night, I did a little show to about 30 golfers, drunk. You know, some of them are drunk. And it went well.
This shirt is bad.
It went well, you know, as well as you can do in front of 30 golfers drunk, you know. Then the next morning, yesterday morning, I'm having breakfast with one of the radio hosts. I fucking almost, some guy sits down. You were great last night. Some people didn't like it. And I'm like, I go, what do you do for a living? He goes, I own a restaurant. I go, do you think a lot of people come in and go, ah, the food was okay, but most of them go, that sucked. Like, who sits down?
Yes, who says that to someone?
You know, he
goes. What did he say to that?
He said, oh, you were great. They're just drunk and clueless. You were great. Some people didn't like it. And most people, and yes, they did like it. And I wanted
to
say.
Even if you kill, there's people that don't like it.
Yeah, that's true. But who says that, you fucking unaware douchebag? And I said, you know what? Fuck off.
What did you?
Oh, I said, ahead. I go, your restaurant probably stinks or whatever. Most of the people hate your food. I was so fucking mad. It was so early in the morning. I had to get
up
at 6.
Story. There you go.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay, don't be judging my stories.
I will judge them. I hope you're learning. I'm liking that one. That means you're on to something there. And then the rest?
Then I played this impossible fucking course.
Nope. This is not going to be
beautiful.
A good story. This is not going to be a good story. In fact, this is not going to be a story at all. This is a Yelp review, which we don't need.
Yeah. We do. You know why we do?
What, you like looking at yourself like that?
Yeah, I like it.
I like you get so passionate staring at yourself. You're not looking at me because I'm looking at you. So you're clearly looking at yourself.
Yeah, but no one's going to sit and do a podcast like this. Look, that's ridiculous.
I don't want you to, but...
When you watch, who'd you say? Kathy Lee, who'd you say in the morning?
I'm not telling you now.
Kathy Lee or whatever?
That's from 400 years ago. Mine was like from 200 years ago.
Do you think Ryan Seacrest and who's the other one?
Kelly? Is she still doing it?
I don't fucking know. Do you think
Kelly and Ryan?
Do you think they sit like this and do their show? No, they're looking into the people.
No, they look at the people. They don't look at themselves in the monitor. If Kelly, did you just fart?
No.
If Kelly just stared at herself in the monitor while she was talking, they'd be like, "Hey, either look into the camera or look at the studio audience. We can't have you looking
in
the monitor."
I'm looking into.
No, you don't. You don't.
Tell the truth. And before we move on, because I brought this up last week, how good my tattoos look. Do they look this good in real life as they do on fucking?
I don't know what you're seeing.
That bright, and I mean, they just look really good like that.
Oh, that's the chair.
Oh.
I was like, what the hell?
So there you go. Anyhow, French Lick was a nice resort. And it was relaxing. But good workout room.
Oh, are you kidding me? You're adding that to your fucking Yelp review? Oh, my God. Yelp reviews with Richard Voss. Well, it's your birthday.
Go ahead.
So go ahead. I'm sure you have a lot to say about that.
About what? It's my birthday?
What is wrong with you?
Where did it go?
What are you trying to find?
I'm trying to, for my birthday, join this draw and get these face ID.
Oh, my God.
Joined, okay. What was your question? I'm sorry.
What are you looking forward to your birthday tonight? Where are you tonight?
Mentally or physically? Yeah, I'm going to go out to dinner with you and my daughters, and I'm very
upset. No, but where's the club?
It's sold out. Don't worry about the club.
Oh, but I just want to know, like,
and the podcast won't be out on time anyhow.
Is there anything to eat there?
Oh yes, yeah. They do it once a month. It's like this comedy club.
What's it called? Have I been there?
I don't know, but I don't want to give the name.
Why?
I don't want to give the name.
Why?
I don't want people to think I work restaurants.
Oh. Well, why'd you take it?
Because it was $500 for a Thursday night.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah, something to do. It's not enough. If it was a Friday or Saturday, I wouldn't have done it. But Thursday night local to just go get $500, I'm not that fucking ego. What's the word?
Nope.
No, it's not nope.
I'm not helping you.
All right, don't help me. That's why I took it. And I shouldn't even tell people the money. But yeah, it's a quick $500 cash. It's not cash, Venmo. Do you need me not to tell the people?
Oh.
You went like that.
No, I didn't.
You're the one asked why I took it. I'm telling you why I took it.
Can you stop doing that? Honestly, do you see what you're doing? You're going.
If into they the can mic. Hear something like that, then they got bionic ears.
Of course
ears.
They can. That's what this mic is. It picks up everything. That's what it does. When you go test, 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 what do you think it's doing? Okay, well, we got everything except for the sound. Oh. Yeah, no, it picks up sound.
Maybe a thank you for making coffee in the morning. How about that?
You're mentally insane.
Why would you say that?
You're going to be doing a fucking Yelp review of your fucking prison cell pretty soon.
My prison cell?
Yeah, because you're a sociopath.
I thought I was mentally insane.
Yeah, you're criminally mentally insane.
How am I a criminal? I don't do anything criminal.
You will. You're going to.
Mm-mm. I don't do them.
Here we go. No, here we go. There's no amount of learning that goes on. You have no learning curve.
Are you kidding me? First of all, I don't do anything criminal. I can't believe how honest I am. Isn't it crazy? Like how some people will do stuff and they have no conscience. Like,
you don't do anything shady? You do some shady shit.
No, I'll return stuff.
One of the first times I ever went out with you, 18. You went into Dunkin' Donuts and you're like, you go, give me some munchkins. And they were like, whoa, they cost money. You go, no, put the munchkins in the bag.
Yes.
And you basically held them up for munchkins. The guy was like, and he put munchkins in a bag and gave them to you.
No, because they used to give them free to kids.
And I don't remember having kids there.
They didn't know that.
You were just like, give me some munchkins. They were like,
but that's not criminal. I don't. That's
some shady shit right
there. That's not shady at all.
When Raina was a baby, we would buy stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond or
Babies
R Us. And every 3 months we would return it and get something new because babies grow that fast. So
yeah.
You need like a new like high chair, a new crib or whatever, and they had a 90-day return policy. Uh-huh. And you know, I kind of liked it when you showed it to me. I was like, huh, but that's some shady shit right there.
That's not shady.
We were constantly like, time to, hey, 90 days is coming up, let's get this high chair back into the box.
No,
can you stop? Honestly, you could do that. Literally, we'll be done in 15 minutes.
Oh, you're right. You're that this time you're 100% right on that one.
Well, I don't get it. Why do you just always like close your phone and put it away? Then you're not.
Good point again.
Because you don't have any
learning curve.
Oh my God, just took 65 years.
Oh, you've known me for 65. Oh, it feels that way. I gave you your answer.
No, I mean 65 years. Like it's your birthday today.
Got to go.
That's when you're finally learning.
I got to go for an MRI next week.
For what?
My stomach, my pancreas.
All right. So of course you're going to go to an MRI. You're not going to go to an MRU because you're a narcissist. Do you not get it?
Yeah, I get it. It was okay. What do you want me to laugh and crack up?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I called my parents yesterday, and my father had this thing happen. So he was outside. You know, they live on a farm.
I thought he stopped farming.
Well, they did. They it's basically it's my sister's farm, and then my sister subdivided it or whatever and sold part of it to some other farmer guy. I don't think he farms either. I think he just lives there. And then the rest of the land is my sister has a nice big house that she built there, and then she built my parents a house.
I've been to your sister's house.
Yeah. So you know how far away like their houses are. It's like
I don't know where your mom's house is. I haven't been there since that was built.
You haven't?
No, her house was somewhere far away.
Oh, right, right. Okay, so my mom's house, my mom and dad's house is like, I don't know, half a kilometer from my sister's.
Talk
about it. I'm talking about Canada, so I'm talking about, and then
a half a mile?
Less than half a mile.
Your sister had a mile's worth of property?
Yeah, this is a lot of acres.
How many acres?
120 or something.
Your sister had 120 acres.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
You got to be wrong.
Why? What do you think it is? That's the land that we had. Well, you know what? You're right, because they sold part of it to that guy. So there's another guy.
How do you start off with 120 acres? That's got to be a Ford. Go ahead. It does.
Well, it's just land. It's not, there's not houses on it.
Yeah, land is money.
I know. Well, it is worth a lot of money, but it's not worth what you think it is in New Jersey, I'm sure. Well, I don't know.
Okay. I don't think it was 100 acres, because that's 100 of our properties. 100 of ours. That would be blocks.
Okay, well, we'll find out when we go home.
Okay, and then we'll clear it up.
Clear it up for the people. Anyway, so my dad is, you know, sort of obsessed with his birds and his birdhouses.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah. And so a squirrel was stealing some of the bird seed. So my dad took out his rifle or his 22 or I don't know what it was, and he went to shoot the squirrel. So he missed the squirrel, and then he went back into the house, and that guy who lives, you know, maybe a quarter of a kilometer away came to the house and was like, "Did you just shoot a gun?" And my dad was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "It went through my window and broke the window."
Was it a picture window or a small window?
It was the living room window, so I don't know.
How far? Wow, that's a powerful gun.
Well, so I guess what happened was is that when he shot the gun, it hit, you know, he was shooting down to the ground. You wouldn't think it's going to, like, hit somebody else's land. It hit a rock or something and ricocheted all the way through the trees. Like, there's buildings, there's trees all along the way. Somehow missed everything and went through the corner of the guy's window while he was sitting there watching TV, and the window just shattered. It's not funny.
It's hilarious.
It's not.
That's something you see in a movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you could have killed somebody.
I don't think it would have had enough power to kill somebody.
Who knows if it went in the right place, you know? I don't know. It's.
I mean, did he find the bullet, the guy?
Yes.
He found the bullet.
Well, that's why he knew. He said, "Did you just shoot a 22? I don't know what kind of gun it was.
And he brought the bullet?
I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
Well, you have to find out.
Information.
Did it stick in a wall? If it went through the window, it had to go somewhere, either stick in a wall or be a bullet hole or hit something, hit the floor.
Okay, but what does this have to do with the story? Like, what do you care about that?
Because then you would know the power of it if it went through another wall into a, you know.
Well, it went through a window and it shattered a window a quarter of a mile away.
Was the guy mad at your dad?
Yes, very mad. But my dad was like, "I wasn't shooting, like, towards your house. I was shooting down at a squirrel. The ground, you know, it's pretty, you think, like."
He didn't get the squirrel either.
He missed the squirrel too, of course. Didn't go through the squirrel and then into the guy's window.
I know that.
But wouldn't that shake you to the core that you almost killed someone? And then my dad, you know, so the guy didn't call the cops or press charges or anything like that.
I don't think he would have gotten in trouble for that.
Well, he might have got reckless use of a firearm or something. I don't know what
reckless endangerment.
And the the guy just said, like, you have to pay for my window, which I was like, well,
that goes without saying.
Yeah, you're like, no, I'm not paying for it.
Well, you know, stories like that happen and you don't realize someone else could have been shooting at the same time at that guy.
That's what I said. But there's really no one else that lives there.
It's some just sniper that guy screwed over, right?
Maybe. Maybe. I think he was in the Air Force.
You know, that's mm-hmm. the kind of shit with the whole Kennedy assassination. What bullet? Where did it come from? You know what I'm saying?
We may never figure out what happened that day. But have you ever had anything like where you almost killed someone or something?
Besides, I think you woke up. Uh-huh. No, I never. No, maybe a car. No, I don't think so. I can't imagine. No, I don't even think I've ever heard anybody.
Well, the other day I was making a left. There's two lanes of traffic. Okay, drive. This means driving. So there's two lanes of traffic, right? There's no turn lane. I'm making a left.
Well, you got to be in the left lane to turn left.
Thank you.
If there's two lanes.
Yes, I'm in the left lane, okay. Turning left.
Yes.
Right? So people can go around me on the right lane. This is the whole point I'm making.
Oh, someone went to the left.
And cars were coming, so I'm sitting there waiting, my blinkers on, you know, till the cars go by so I can make the left. And as I go to turn, a car goes zipping around that side of me.
Wait, the left side of you or the right?
Yes. Oh, the right side, why would I care? Why would I care about the right side?
You're right.
Not backing up. I'm turning left.
Why did he do that?
I have no idea.
You didn't follow him and get his license plate?
No, I went, and then I turned.
Why? Well, maybe it was a cop or something rushing somewhere.
No, it was not a cop.
Lady driver?
I couldn't see. In my mind, I thought, a young kid. I don't know why.
That's crazy.
17-year-old.
See, I get mad. That kind of stuff drives me nuts.
That's when people scary.
When people put other people's lives at risk, I don't like it.
You're against it?
Against that. Mm. The way they drive crazy. They'll pass you on the right and fly just to get a red light. And then you pull up next to them and you want to go, huh, what was that for? Some guy the other day, like I pulled in, like a truck trailer was, and I had to go around the trailer, maybe this much. And then in the lane to the right of me, a car had to swerve maybe this much. And he honks like, and
it's a honk, not a hunk.
He was a hunk. And he honks the horn.
Can you say honks, honk?
Honks the horn.
Why honks do you say honks?
Everybody does.
No, nobody does. Nobody does.
Oh, yeah, he honked the horn.
Nobody says he honked the horn.
They don't go, he honked the horn.
That
doesn't flow. He honked the horn.
No, no one says he honked the horn.
Yes.
No. It's honked. Everyone says honked.
I know a lot of people.
What does a duck, a goose say?
What does a goose say? Nothing. A honk? A goose goes honk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Honk. Honk. Yeah. Not hunk.
You can go, he honked the horn or honked the horn, but most people...
A goose says honk, honk. Nobody says that.
Nobody's comparing a goose to a guy honking his horn.
I'm saying it's the same word.
Whatever.
How's it spelled? How's honk spelled?
Honk is H-O-N-K. Honk is H-U-N-K. He honk. When you're using past tense, you go, he honked the horn.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I hate. If you're using present.
You honked the horn?
He or she honked the horn.
No, Rich, are you fucking with me right now?
Are you kidding me?
You do always say honk the horn, which drives you nuts. So I tend to think you're not kidding, which is sad that... This is the New Jersey school system right here, everybody.
So
we got to do better.
This guy pulls up, you know, he's, and I go, sorry.
He's honking. I'll do all the honks.
Sorry. So he saw, I say, look, I'm sorry. It wasn't, you know, it's just, I rolled out my window. I was going to say, and he was big. I was going to go fuck yourself. I said, I'm sorry. What do you want me to fucking send you a note or something or buy you
a
lunch?
A love letter?
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Sing you a song?
Yeah.
And
what?
What happened?
He pulled off.
You didn't say anything to him?
He wouldn't roll his window down. I rolled mine down, my pet, to say, look, I said, I'm sorry. What else the fucking am I supposed to do, you fucking angry fuck?
I don't
fuck?
Get what you did that was so bad.
I pulled, there was a trailer. I had to go around the trailer a little bit. And that might have went into his lane a little bit. And he had to go. And he went nuts. I mean, technically he, you know, whatever. He couldn't see why I was doing it because I didn't want to hit the trailer. Anyhow, people are so fucking angry. I chill in the car. I chill.
You just sit around hunking.
I chill because, you know.
So how do you say it? So.
What?
It's, you hunked the horn?
Past tense, he hunked the horn.
What if I'm going to hunk?
If you're going, you can honk the horn if you're
oh,
going.
Oh, honk. There you say honk if it's in present tense.
Hunk is present, hunked is past tense. Everybody knows that.
Oh my God, I gotta go. I can't.
What?
I mean.
I gotta wrap this up anyhow.
Who am I doing this podcast with? Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Please
put some sound effects in there. Clunk,
clunk. Cornball.
Look at that.
Oh, really? We used to do that all the time when you're eating food. You go, man, this is hard.
Oh.
Under the table. Maybe one more time, huh?
Cause, hunk. You love your hunks, don't you? You're always in your car with your hunks.
Ooh, are you going to drive this into the ground, huh?
Oh, drive. All right, let's go.
Look at you trying to show off your body. Bonnie was excited last night when I walked in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. You're insufferable.
Those little nips were hard, huh? Those little nips were like...
You know nothing about women. That's like the amazing part of it. You pretend like you're some kind of like, oh, I was such a fucking heartthrob in my day. You know nothing about women. Zero. If I die, you're fucked.
That's not true.
I'm going to leave you. I'm going to write you a thing about like how to treat women and what to say to them and stuff so that if I die, you can at least have some chance.
I have a lot of chances. In my, I'm a senior citizen. It's fucking depressing.
It is what it is. We're all on this journey, man.
This weekend in New York, the Stand, the Cellar. Next weekend at Governor's, Levittown. And the weekend after that, Uncle Vinny's.
No, but what about Comedy Store?
Can I finish?
Oh, sorry. Because
that's after that. And the week, July 13th, Wednesday, at the Comedy Store, we're doing Would You Bang 'Em. The poster's gone up. It's going to be great. The show's always
July
fun.
13th. At Get your tickets now. That's going to sell out.
At the Comedy Store.
We're told that will sell out.
It will. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bonnie, it was a pleasure knowing you and doing a podcast with you, but I'm leaving.
Okay.
I can't wait to get my little RV someday. Drive around.
All right.
My little,
saw. Well, maybe next time when the airlines tell you to get off the flight, you get off the flight and you go buy your fucking RV.
I won't eat Tacozilla. I don't know when they're coming out. Toyota. They got this fucking.
Toyota?
Toyota, yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Toyota.
No, it's Toyota.
Oh, come on. Everybody, it's Toyota.
What?
Toyota.
No, it's not Toyota.
Toyota.
Okay, bye.
Do you want me to show you a picture of it?
No, why are you texting? You just said you're going to stop doing that, where you're texting
I'm
on
trying
the podcast.
To find the...
No, I just saw you text someone. You have no ability to control your own instincts or whatever.
Tell me.
Right?
Yeah, I don't.
You have zero.
It's look how small that and cool that is.
Okay.
Look how small. Isn't that cool? But I don't think it's come out yet.
Okay.
We could all get in there, me, you, Raina, take
not
a little ride.
It. There's no fucking way.
Are you kidding me?
I'm trying to get a bigger house, okay, so we can get away from one another.
How cool would that be? We get in there, and Raina's in the back, you're in the back playing cards, and I'm driving. We go to like a nice destination.
You're hunking at people.
Oh.
Driving your...
When is it? Toyota unveils. Look, it says Toyota unveils.
Do you see it says T-O-Y? What does that say?
Toyota.
No, what is T-O-Y spelled? Thai?
Toyota.
There you go.
But okay. That's not how people say it.
That is how people say it. Okay, thank you, everyone. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
Happy birthday to me.
It's Rich's birthday, so let's get those birthday wishes coming in. Thank you. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.